Hello, my people. This is episode 9 of Block Diaries. We're back. We've been away for a little bit now. We've just been away, you know. Man, I'm just doing their own thing. But nah, we're back, man. We're back, man. Episode 9. You know what my name is. Let me introduce myself. They call me EDSS, Lemon Pepper Eds, your mum's favourite son, the beneficiary, the founder of Block Diaries. Mandem, introduce yourselves.
I don't know about the founder, fam.
The founding father of Block Diaries.
This guy's got a new name every week. But anyways, it's your boy. I don't go by the name of AH, but I do go by the name of Dollar or Abdullah. Oh, that's me. That's obviously. And then we got obviously two guys to my left right here.
You already know what it is. MJCC in the house. You already come for me. Don't worry, you can listen to the whole podcast. I'm here now. And yeah, you
top last guy, one
introduce yourself. Oh, whoa. We'll get onto that in a second.
Nah, we won't actually,
But and obviously lost. It's your boy Wallace Royce, isn't it? Yeah. And yeah, it's episode 8.
This guy, my bad.
Come on, bro.
We don't record that. This guy's his production. He doesn't know the fucking thingy. But yeah, man. Man, them. What are we putting in this diary today, man?
It's been a long time, man. Yeah. Listen, I just want to clear something up. I just want to clear the air real quick.
It's only a place to start.
Relax. Chill.
There's only one place to start.
I'm not going to say. But if you've seen it, you've seen it, innit?
Well, say who he is.
Say it, man.
Say who he is, bro. You would love it if we said it.
Relax. No, because you know why? Because G might get caught as well. Because he's on there just... So let's say if his brother sees it or something.
Who's G?
I don't think that's that deep.
Is it?
I don't think that's that deep.
What? Him pissing?
It's about you, bro. Like, this is what the thing's about you being caught.
Bro, listen, my fist will land in your face, bro. Relax, bro.
That's fine.
But anyways.
Don't worry, I'll post the link later. Don't worry, guys. I'll post the link to the video for you guys. Remember me, right?
Say that. I'll be posting you. Anyways, can I explain my point? Can I finish?
On my life, I'll bring down this whole podcast.
That's fine.
Can we get on?
Listen, if you've seen it, you've seen it, innit? If you haven't, you haven't. But I'd like to explain, yeah? The way this guy chopped up the bits, yeah? Like, he's put me and set me up.
So if you don't know, there's a particular YouTuber called Darnell Vlogs, isn't it?
Go on.
But anyway, he's a particular YouTuber, and then the man dev just got caught.
Long story short, we went to this Motive, and then they were outside.
Big up that Motive as well. Big up I Am Next, bro. That Motive was so hard.
But the way they got, because they were there recording for a minute, and the way they got this guy,
they nabbed me in 4K. Disgusting, bro. Like, I can't lie.
I was saying the whole time, don't record.
With the part when you're like, like, what are you being nervous for? And you're like, I forget the camera. That was unnecessary. They didn't need to keep that part in. They were taking the piss.
They got, man. Damn, fam. When I see the footage, I see him upload it. I see a snap. He said he's uploaded. Bro, I skip through. I see us in the crowd, innit?
Yeah, but that's been one of his best videos, I think. Like, the actual vlog was sick.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no. I rate him highly.
Big up I Am Next, though.
Yeah, big up I Am Next. But then the thing, god damn, bro. Like, there was a part where he just pointed the camera, yeah? And then I'm trying to hide. And then the thing's like put her back on, man. And then, it just looked so weird. I looked like a nitty trying to hide from.
What was she on? What was she on?
I never found out because niggas wanted to bring out cameras.
Right.
Next time, run up through the BDE.
No, bro. I'm going to be so real. After that, yeah. I saw her down the road, fam, eating face, fam. She was eating one brother's face. He was doing a mad thing. So
I lost it because people wanted to do 8K. Yeah, but he caught. It's not even 4K, bro. It was 8K. Yeah. It was so clear.
He had the cannon out, bro.
Yeah, the thing was out.
It was high definition, bro.
No, it was peak.
He probably chopped the video in his head before he even saw it, fam.
No, he just gave my man the camera and he was recording. Dons was just somewhere else. You can see Dons in the background, in fact. Yeah, but, yeah, nah, I don't know.
Funny, though.
Yeah, it's like, obviously, good publicity, but obviously it should have been run through the VD. I see my man in the group chat the next day. He was like, what, no one shouted out BD?
I wasn't even there.
No one cared to mention.
I was there, but I wasn't there.
Sharp Block Darius. No one cared to mention it. You said the man then that was on the camera, you said they were neeks, don't you? So,
yeah, all right. Man, them not. You might listen to this. You might have seen what this guy's creating, yeah?
But you did say it. You said, why did you say that? Why did you go to camera? He said you didn't want to be a neek. Say wallahi adeen, you didn't say that. It was on phone call. What do you mean?
No, it was in the group chat. I can read that right now.
Don't put the group chat. Relax,
man. Man, not listening to this because you man were there. Ed just called you my neeks.
No, yes, what you said. You said, I asked you, why didn't you say BD? And you said,
let me read the message.
You said, why are you bringing up politics? Are we talking politics right now?
Yeah.
So I'm a liar. Yes. So you didn't say they're neeks. You didn't say. You said you didn't want. What did you say? You said you didn't want you to be a neek.
I said I didn't want to jump on the camera.
Because what? So no one used the word neek,
brother.
Let me set the scene for you.
Let me set the scene for you. You're asking a brother recording other people. You want me to run on the camera like what?
So that's not what. So you see, you're talking. Did you not say? So you didn't want to be a neek? That's what you just said, no?
No. I just want to say,
this guy's chance shit.
Dollar said, I'm not some girl to jump onto
camera. I am, but I'm not some girl. Yeah, that's correct.
So, Ed's is staring.
Why the fuck? I'm not some girl.
So, but no, I'm not staring.
Oh my God, let that... Fuck. Who am I, bro?
He said he ain't no bad B.
And actually, half of these bitches aren't even bad, bro. And they're running in front of the camera.
No, I'm joking, man.
Who said that?
No, there was TT things in that dance, bro. They were top tier, fam. Oh no, bro, but we've been going to these dances recently, like them kind of settings, yeah, and the things have been composure gone.
No, it's been...
The last one we went to was a bit
what? Was it a bit of Meads?
It was a bit
what? Where Amber Rose was.
Amber Rose.
You remember?
Yeah,
Amber Rose was in the dance, bro.
Who's Amber Rose?
The big back thing, bro. You was there, bro. You was at the stage, yeah, and then like she was on the left. Yeah, she blonde like hair, no?
Jiggle back, as some might say.
Well, the one that Blaze was thingy. You can always blur it out, man. I don't care, bro.
Blaze's birthday one?
No, that's a different occasion.
That's a different occasion.
It was the London Bridge thing, then, too.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I definitely wonder.
When Dylan and that came.
No, you were there.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, you was there.
No, he wasn't there. You was there.
I never went London Bridge, bro.
Yeah, he wasn't there. It was
you didn't pull up late into Revs, no?
Yes, that was you did come. Revs. Yes, he did
you
come.
You pulled up late.
I came.
He went home, didn't he?
Say swear you did.
No, Jiro got your ticket.
No, he went. No, he was in the dance, man. He was in the dance.
Jiro bought your ticket. Jiro bought your ticket.
And you were on the train, bro. Remember, it was that long train. Yeah. You know, Mamo was doing football chants.
It was when Dylan was doing football chants, and you were recording these guys beefing.
Yeah, you was. You was there. You was there.
And I was. I can see what I was doing. But anyways, you were there. That was another good night, though.
No, it was.
Let's go on to the first topic though. Come on, lads.
Oh yeah. Oh fuck, you know. What are we putting on the deck?
You said it already.
Said
this guy's the engineer, doesn't know what's going on, man.
Dollar. I will fly this fist in your head, bro. I swear that, bro.
Yeah, no.
BD boxing match.
Crazy. We can make P off.
Me but. Hey.
I will happily accept that offer right now. Are you calling me out? Because I'll take that offer right now.
Bro, he's challenging your manhood.
I'll take that offer right now.
He's challenging your manhood, bro. Sir. He's challenging your manhood.
I'll sign a contract right now.
He's challenging your manhood.
Yeah.
For real. He's challenging your manhood.
I said, what? Block diaries? Even on the ring, you know, you got the little thing on the side. That'd be funny, though. Or Marston has said, yeah.
That's a good challenge.
No, it's not.
It's got to be. You've got to do it.
I'm a lover, not a fan.
Bro, it's for the culture, man.
I'm a lover, not a fan.
Why not, though?
I would say if, like, the racks.
Yeah. I said racks, this is our oath.
They won't be racks.
It's zero for free, bro.
So I'm getting my face punching for free.
No. What
behavior is that?
It's free, five bills. It's promotion, bro.
Five bills.
So I'm getting my face punched in for free.
I'm not fighting.
So you're admitting that he'll beat you?
Promotion.
Huh? You're admitting that he'll beat you?
Oh, we're boxing, so what? He ain't going to land a punch?
You're admitting that he'll beat your weight?
I'm not fighting.
Why? Because you bang him up? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't say that.
Oh, you said that.
Mm-hmm. I'm not friends.
I'll make chop soup on you.
I thought you were loving a fire.
When you talk, I have to speak. I'm gonna chop shit out of you, bro.
It's calm. After one, I can do another fight, bro.
Bro, you ain't fighting after me, bro.
I'll do a three. I will fold you.
Please don't touch me, bro.
I'll do a 2-5 do right
bro,
now.
The
bro.
Thing is, yeah.
Get a contract out.
What?
Get a contract out, bro.
Brazy.
Let me ask Bouncer, innit?
Yeah, man. It's been like always see this stuff on Twitter. This war. It's always this. It's always men, women, this, and then there's always beef between something and something. Do you know what I mean? There's always like a commotion, and
always.
Like men do this, and it's just it tires me and stuff like that. And it's like it reminded me of like this was a couple of weeks. I don't know if people really remember this, but it was I think you might know about this one IG thought called Brittany Renner, innit?
Mm-hmm.
And so if anyone don't know, Brittany Renner is just basically, I really don't want to deem it like be rude to women, but she's just what she is, innit? She embraces it. She's basically a thought, innit? So she's just been around the celebrity ring, just
she wrote a book about it.
Yeah, she wrote a book about how many celebrities she chopped, and those celebrities come from Trey Songz, from Drake, Colin Kaepernick.
But with her, I don't have a problem with like. What she gets up to, because you can do what you want.
Yeah, she can do what you want, but I don't like the way she came about. So like, yeah, she went out. So she now she's in a relationship with some prospering NBA player called PJ Tucker, and now
PJ Washington.
And yeah, she fell pregnant of him, and sadly, like, it's hard to talk about. She fell pregnant of him, and now basically broke up with him. And now the story is allegedly, but I think it's true, that she used him for now, kind of trapped him basically. And now PJ Washington allegedly has to pay 200K in child support.
A month.
I just don't know. And you know when when he was in Duke.
Yeah, he was 18.
College. 18. She's a big woman. She's like 26, 27.
Mm-hmm.
And like, part of me is just like, it's just sad. Like, it's just sad. So like, that it brings me like to that, like, in that situation.
No, that could not be me.
Well, man, but as much as I despise Brittany Renner, she is.
You must be fucking insane.
No, there's that, yeah. But then imagine if the roles were reversed.
Yeah, that's the internet would blow up. Yeah, definitely. But like, people saying get a guy in prison or something, man.
Yeah. The internet will blow up, but yo, like, huh?
But like, he low key, like, you gotta know who you're dealing with sometimes, man, with people.
Wait, there's that. But did all these celebrities fall in love with her? Like, were they actually in love?
No, they all cut.
Or they were just cutting through.
Yeah, they were just cutting through.
She was. I'm pretty sure she was saying something like, she's been trying to find a celebrity to have a kid with or something.
Yeah,
like, along them lines.
Yeah, like, there was one particular video that she was like on her, like, back in the day. She said, trap him or something.
Yeah, she basically
trap an NBA player. Like,
yeah.
No, an athlete. Because they're dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
For money, that's fucked.
No, that is tough. And she's a role model to some girls as well. That's the
whatless females.
That's a role model. Then I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, I know, but you know how some people.
Yeah. But that's social media. People look up to those, like, most fucking whatless people.
Like dots. Say what they are.
Not even just women, bro. Like, some of the people look up to, they're literally not even, like, is she even a celebrity? Like, what even is she? She's just a girl that's good, like, attractive, but that's it, like.
Mm. As you've just been
for all accounts purposes, she's a anyway, so.
Yeah, but then.
Why are you looking up to her?
Like, is a celebrity always talented?
No, but being a celebrity itself is a, I think that's that's something in itself.
Celebrities, what?
Like, it's not everyone can get 100K followers or 500K followers. So if you got that, then you gotta be doing something. You're gonna be something about you.
So wait, what is she famous for? Just like being a groupie?
She's just being paid.
You know them.
That's
the, I hear that, but there's a lot of
just like letting. She
that's
had
just
a,
America. Though. America's so big. America's so big. Like, they got hellish. Like with the thing about the difference between here in America, we're like, our market is so like small compared to America. Like, bro, someone gets famous overnight in America, like, on a daily basis.
They can make one thing go viral.
Yeah, literally. And you're like famous forever. Like,
they got their own show on YouTube or some shit like
literally,
that.
Literally, bro.
It's mad.
What I find mad is that You don't need 200k. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. What I find mad is that you don't need 200k for child support a month. Like, unless...
Yeah, but it's got to do how much money he makes as well.
No, I know why.
Fuck that's knows, America, man.
Bro. Even still, why?
Deep what you're saying. You're
why is
saying,
that a thing as well? Like, how...
You're saying
how...
different babies have different needs depending on how much the dad makes. Right. How does that make
that's
sense
stupid.
To you?
No, I agree, that's stupid. Like, that's just the way it is.
Logically speaking, there should be a set amount for everybody to meet. And if someone can't meet that because they're earning less, maybe they're not fit enough to be a dad then. How about that?
But yeah, but you're talking from the point it's happened already. So the child's there. No?
Yeah.
So how can that point be made if the child's not there?
No, but he's just talking about
He's saying that they shouldn't get that kind of money.
You're saying, they shouldn't be a dad.
Yeah.
But a child's been had already, no?
What I'm saying is that let's say my man's had a child.
Yeah.
My man gets divorced or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that because obviously the child's already been had, the set amount should not be decided on how much money he makes. If he even hasn't had the child yet, the fact that he's thinking of having children, if he cannot make that money, let's say she's pregnant, for example, if he does not have enough money to provide for that child, that's his problem. And that is something that you got to take up with, I don't know, social services or whatever services you need in order to get that help for that set amount you need. But what shouldn't be the case is, if this family was together, he should be living this lifestyle or he should be living that lifestyle. That's stupid. That's trying to keep a child within a class. That's like, because, he's royalty, he should remain in royalty. That's not how life should work, bro.
But if Papri man and you like, let's say like put that to you, man. If you man earned like that money, would you take that to court or would you like be
I'm firm? I'm suing the fuck out of her, bro.
Or would you look firm and pay that 200k a month?
I might even fabricate evidence, bro. I'm suing the fuck out of that.
I'm gonna be so wrong.
I'll claim charges.
But the women's only because the courts are always on the women's side.
Especially that shit. But
context matters in this sentence. In this case,
I think PJ Washington can put up a liable case.
This woman is known for doing this. So in that scenario, I generally think that he should have to pay nothing. Zero.
What I would argue when I say
I don't think he should have to pay this one dime, bro. If he wants to pay, obviously, for his kid, that's up to him.
Of course he should be paying.
No, he shouldn't pay shit,
man.
He should.
What kind of whatless man are you, fam?
I'm saying in this specific case, where the woman is known for trying to trap an athlete or famous person for money, I think the court should rule that man has not liable to pay a single penny to that woman. He ain't gonna pay a dime. Because why, bro?
No, but what I would say is,
obviously that's his kid, so he will pay something.
Yeah, but to pay that amount.
That should be up to the dad, because that's stupid. Because, like, she literally has... That's almost like not a crime, but that's fucked, bro. Like, she's getting rewarded for that.
I bet he's mad.
Because 200k a month, she could... That's...
You're eating that for 18 years.
She's fine for the rest of her life,
for 18 years, for 200k a month, for 18 years, that's what? That's 45 million.
What?
That's 45 million.
That's a lot of money.
That's 45 million.
45 M's?
Off the top of my head. That's a mad estimation, but I think it's 45 mil. 200K for 18 years.
18 years?
43.2.
18 years?
43, I was close. 43.2 mil, yeah.
He's got paid to the kids' adult, isn't
it? Yeah. But then what happens if he falls out of the NBA?
It'll probably change.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll probably
adjust it. But
if he's still in the NBA for like the duration of like, for what he is, he's going to have to pay that shit. But if I was him,
I'd rather die than give that a dime, man.
Genuinely. She is actually.
I'm not saying that because I think I hate women or disrespect women, but in that fucking scenario, like, that's so stupid.
How much blame do you put any blame on the guy a little bit? Because he's a stupid motherfucker, Haki.
Oh, 100%.
He's a dumb motherfucker. But like, in saying that.
But he was young, he was 18, man.
I would.
There's no way this woman.
It wouldn't happen to me personally. Because I'm not stupid, but he's
18. But you would.
Nah,
you would.
I'm not having a child with this woman, bro. I'm not having a child with her.
But big man,
you have a lapse of judgment as a young man anyway. So we all do. So why?
You're right. Why would you think you wouldn't? You're right. But and this,
if she threw it onto you and you're a big baller.
But someone like this, someone like her. Actually, I'm lying. I'm lying. I just feel bad. I don't know why I'm lying. But anyways, but like, I would.
You would be. Do you think you'd be a little bit cautious?
You have to be, man.
It must be peak though.
If she sends you the photo with the pregnancy test positive, I know what she's like. Your career, your life's over, bro.
I'm gonna be so raw. A lot of people are gonna disagree with me, especially the women in it. But I've already said this from day dot, from growing up. If I get married, I don't care what you take, the house, the car. You can take my slippers if you want, my TV, all of that. Yeah, you can take whatever you want. But I'm putting in this marriage agreement. If we ever get a divorce, the children come with me. I don't care. I'll be so real. No matter what, children come with me. Or else we're not getting a divorce. It's as simple as that. We'll just live in the house and just be angry with each other.
But then would you not? How about if you like to go, but she's like, I don't want to get married. Like, I don't want to sign that. You shouldn't get married.
Genuinely, bro. Genuinely. There's Fair one enough. Thing. There's if as soon as I have children, they're mine. They're mine. They're what? Either ours or they're mine. There will never be a time where I have children.
But how about this?
And they're not mine.
How about if there's a scenario when you're got a divorce and you having a child is detrimental to their life. Like they're gonna. How about your not fit as a father, but like your their situation with their mum will be better when if they were with you and they're young as well. Would you really still be like I'm taking them? Like no questions. Like I have to take them.
There's no way in hell that situation will come.
It shit happens.
But if it happens,
But
if the slight chance happens where I'm not prepared to be a dad and she's doing better than me, I'll let her take him because
that's fair enough. Then
it's whatever's best for my children. But
you think you're gonna always be the best?
I've planned, bro. I'm gonna be so real. I've planned 6 years ahead on how my life's gonna work out, bro. I don't think you understand.
I ain't planned 6 minutes, bro.
My plan for life.
I ain't planned 6 fucking minutes of my life, bro.
Rubbish. I mean, what was even that?
I'm literally out here living fucking hour to hour, bro.
No, man. That's magic, most bro. Of my life is spontaneous. That's not good,
you know? I'll set up my whole chance.
No, bro. Most of my life is spontaneous, bro. But if there's one thing I've made sure I've planned out thoroughly, it's my obviously my job and all of that, but my children, bro. The next generation, me part two, like that. They have to do better than I can.
Position than what you were in.
100, 200%.
Yeah, I think that's just generally that's what every dad though, innit? Like every dad just naturally wants their kids to do well and stuff like that. But I just do you feel detrimental? Because like, I lived in like a two parent household when I was growing up, and it's you know, there's always these studies about if a kid that doesn't have a parent, he can go off the rails and stuff like that and do all that stuff, and it's like how do you man sort of, how can I put it? What would be you man's stance on, like, would you stick with a woman?
No.
Straight up.
No way.
Wait, finish the question. As I said, because I was the one that grew up in, but like, it was like, I didn't really have the best relationship with my pops as well. Like, it wasn't, the way they make out the scene is if like, your kid would be like, I'm not saying I'm a bad you, I'm kind of decent you, I've got a nice job, I'm making a decent amount of living for myself, do you know what I mean? But like, it's just like, they make it seem as if just because mom, like you do have a two parent household,
doesn't necessarily mean you
prosper. So like, Folks. would you man sort of be with a woman, knowing that if you break up, high key, it might be long for your kid.
Yeah, but you should always have that in the back of your head.
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean?
If
I know parents that do. I know there's parents that don't like each other, but they're together.
I mean, me
personally, together me, just because they have youths, isn't it?
Me personally, you know what I mean? me being me. No, I wouldn't. Regardless, I would. If I'm not happy in a relationship, and I generally am not in love with this person, I can't.
I hear that.
I can't live a lie, bro. I'm gone.
What about you?
But I've lived. Well, my parents split up when I was like 12, 13. Mm. So I was like kind of. So I kind of have both. I kind of lived with two parents and then lived with one. And seeing my parents now and their way, they just seem to be happier in separately than together. So if that's, and that didn't really affect me.
Like my brother, I was gonna ask you, did that you don't have to.
I'm probably closer with my dad, especially now.
Because
I didn't really see him as well back. Like I saw him, but like I was doing his own thing. Like, but now they're both. My dad's got a job. My mom's got a job. They're calm. But like my little brother, for example, he doesn't. I don't think even. My parents split up when he was like one or two.
Yeah.
So he's literally lived a single parent life his whole life. Mm. And his relationship, I've seen the difference between how he is and how I am as a kid, like kind of.
It's his sort of relationship between
his. Yeah, he's way closer to his mum than, like, I said his mum. He's way closer to my to our mum than his dad.
Yeah.
Which is obviously understandable because he's lived with his mum every day. But I think, me personally, like when I was young, I didn't really understand it. I used to think, oh, you gotta stay with your kids, whatever.
Yeah, that's what you know. That was
When you get to an age, like when you're an adult, especially, like you, bro, at the end of the day, you only live life for yourself, man. Like I'm not saying that you gotta be selfish all the time, but in a decision like that, you gotta be selfish and always pick your own happiness first. Yeah.
What do you? What do you think?
I'm a bit confused.
But I would try my hard. I would try my hardest to actually try and make it work. Yeah. But if it generally is not going to work, and me and my wife just don't get along, and I'm not in love, and I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm booking a flat. I'm out of the door, man.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I understand. Because I thought you weren't gonna like be around the kid anymore.
No. 100%. Me and my kid will still have a great relationship. I just wouldn't be with with my wife.
Yeah. No, that's all
how
right.
How about you?
Yeah, I could co-parent. Yeah. As in.
It's quite a modern thing, I think. Anyway.
Yeah, but it's one of those. But you know, as like you would want. Everyone wants that picture, definitely.
But
with a woman and you raise you that like looks definitely. Resembles like you, and then you have this family and it's like that's la land. But for some reason, but like you always do chase that, innit? You don't want to chase a but situation
like,
where
like, this is gonna sound a bit left. But like, how do you know that's that woman? How about there's no woman out there that's actually got that for you?
But as you just said, so obviously like, find your happiness and obviously tell the kid early on that obviously it's not working out, but you can still see both of us. Just let the kid know.
But like,
so he just, or she is not confused.
Just as Edwin was saying about the happy dappy stuff, but like that doesn't, like my first wife, let's say I get married 3 times. It might take me 3 marriages to find
That's not good, man.
3 marriages?
That's not good,
on my life, I'd rather go through 3 marriages.
I'd rather go through
3 marriages.
Shit, you're a bad man.
That's the man that's pulling up 3 times.
Let me finish. I would, on my life,
I would actually smoke at your wedding.
And the second one, like,
this is too short.
This ain't going to last too long, bro.
On my life, I'd rather have 3 marriages. And two divorces, 3 marriages, then 1 marriage, and the marriage is shit on my life. And the 3rd marriage is like the actual one for me. I'd rather do that.
Would you ever do that?
No, I'm not marrying 3 times.
Bro, that's hot, bro. On your record, 3 marriages.
I'm not the kind of person to just get married like that, like willy-nilly, bro. I'm saying if I did.
Yeah,
like,
but you would prefer that, if that was the case.
What do you mean?
That like, you would prefer that scenario.
Then being unhappy, of course, why am I being unhappy for?
No, but like that one relationship that's not, you're unhappy. You don't have to marry again after that. You don't have to marry again. Like if I have one.
Oh,
like,
you're saying just you're just not gonna get married again.
Yeah, like if I have one marriage, yeah. If I'm.
But how about if you found someone that you love just as much or maybe more than your first wife?
Then why do you have to marry though?
No, but how about if she does that? She hasn't married before. And she's like, oh, I want to. And you love her just as much as your first wife or maybe more.
We have to talk about that, man.
I hear that. But I think time does heal though, because after a while, it's like you aren't even married like, after a couple of years.
But in this case, with the whole Brittany thing,
I mean, they
didn't even marry.
Like, I mean, Africa. I'm of African household, so it's different. Like, these men just get married really every day, bro. But I've had parents, hella African parents that are just.
Yeah, but they're bare unhappy.
No, dad, sorry. No, like, I got married multiple times. They got married multiple times.
Yeah, it's bad taboo in the culture still.
I know, bro. Most, like, a lot of Africans, sorry, I don't know about. Well, I'm talking for Somali dads here, but married them. Married 2, 3, maybe even at the same time sometimes. Like,
but these aren't even married. The PJ Washington and...
No, they're not even married.
No, but like, yeah. Marston was saying about when he gets married, he always wants the kids.
Yeah, I know, but obviously that's going back to the original point.
And he's saying, would you be happy? And I'm saying, I would, you always got to put your happiness first, innit? In life. In life, you always got to put your happiness first. So I would leave. I mean, yeah, looking back on it, I don't know if I'm getting free married, because that's a lot. That's free ceremonies. Three times I'll get their moms and say, oh, I do like,
that's three times you got a girl on
the knees. Yeah, I might leave that. But
do you know how much a ring costs, bro?
Ring expensive, you know. But ring cheap.
But I'm definitely, like, I think as soon as I've realized I'm not happy, a clock will go off in my head. And when that time hits zero, I'm out of the front door. I'm gone. Mm. And it wouldn't even be that long, a couple months maybe.
Yeah. You did that with your first son, Allah.
So am I exposing everyone in the script? Because I ain't got kids. But,
wow.
I ain't going to talk. That's Let's just crazy. Say, there might be a BD child out here. Ain't mine.
But there might be a BD child. Give me a fella, please. Get out of here. Get out of here, man. Shit, I'm saying.
Yeah, but,
But was you not in the club last night, Marston?
Brazy.
Sticking on topic. When I say 100%, yeah, it's either... We stick with the children, or I do. Yeah, I cannot stress this enough, bro. Like, this is like.
How about you lot then?
What?
If you got divorced, what are you doing about the kids?
Co-parent, I said.
It has to be that.
No, but like, are you just gonna give it up to the wife to stay with the wife, and you just be the partner that comes to visit, or would you want?
No, but it's always shared though, isn't it? Like, the kid will come over.
Yeah, but. There's always a majority. There's always parent. It's either you come weekends or they stay with you. Like you, I can't think of a time where it's hard, literally half and half. I don't think that happens.
No, but it is. All right, so I'll say one point. Yeah, I'll probably beep his name up. But from what I've seen with and his daughter, it seems like sometimes he will have her, and the mother will have her, because sometimes he's dropping the kid to school.
Yeah, but like,
she's always gonna stay with someone. Like the 7 days of the week. Yeah. So roughly, like,
you probably get 2 days if you're one or the other.
Yeah, and that's
no fuck that. She the woman who
she's gonna come see you because
she weekends in it. You might get them on the weekends, or you can just stay in the yard. I don't care.
I can't lie, bro. If she comes back. No fucking
so. In fact, you're finished, fam.
That's the relationship restarted again.
I'm gonna be real.
Of course you would fuck your baby.
You see, when I get children, I think my wife will lose value for my mommy. So real.
What do you mean?
Because you see, once I have
I sound like Harry Dayton right now, man.
I'm looking. Do you know what? Not even too far from. But yeah, let me get to it, bruv. I'm gonna be so raw. Marriage is for children, bro. I'm gonna be so raw. I'm not looking like when I look into the future, and this is actually like this may sound tapped or whatever in it. Mm-hmm. But when I think about the future, when I plan like what's going on in my life and that, bro, I'm thinking about me, my future job, what I'm gonna have as assets, and my children. Not once do I ever think about my wife, my future wife. I never think about her. She's not in my thoughts, my images, my dreams.
A little bit.
Fair enough.
She's genuine.
I mean, that's.
But it's not fair enough.
That's mad.
You're not going to take into account the mother of your child.
Genuinely not.
Because wouldn't she not be, as much as she's an extension of your kids as well.
But then why don't you have kids with anyone then?
Nah, you can't do that, bro.
So the most you think about
in your scenario, why doesn't matter who you have kids with?
Because, bro, I want a 6-foot athlete, fam.
What?
Did I mean
so technically speaking, your wife is just someone that you need physical attributes. You don't actually care about a woman.
She needs a good son, bro. She can't just be a mess, bro. You can't imagine that. Imagine trying to explain to your child that like, right, you look that way because I didn't care who your mom was. Like
I know. I mean more than physically, like
you can make anyone an athlete.
Does personality not matter?
It's just an example. What I'm saying is that what's best for my children will be having the best mother, innit? I can't just have a child of anyone. Yeah. But in terms of my relationship with my future wife or future girlfriend and stuff, I just never think of it. Maybe it's because I don't know what I'm missing out on. So when I have it, I'll finally see how amazing it is. It's just not in my dreams. Like, I don't think about it. Right now, I don't care.
I'm the same, but that's because of the second point. I don't really... I don't know what that's like, so I don't... I sleep good at night. Like, I don't
what, think in about terms it of having a girlfriend at this particular
yeah,
point?
Yeah,
this,
genuinely. But
you just don't care about it?
Bro, I haven't thought about it, man. I haven't thought
why,
about
why
it.
Do you, why do you think that is? Why do you...
Why do I think that is? There's loads of reasons
enjoying
why.
Enjoying too much at the club.
Yeah, what is that?
Because main reason is, yeah, I'm not that, you know, promiscuous kind of guy that dreams for polygamy, wants five wives and all of that. I'm hella chilled, you know, bro. I don't really fantasize sleep with loads of women. Like, I've never ever, you know,
speak for yourself.
I hear that. I genuinely hear that, bro. Most men will be like, yeah, I'm trying to get with as much women as possible. I hear that. I've never been that guy. I've genuinely, like, every time I hear it, yeah.
Have you always been that cap? Have you always been that, or was there a point that turned you into that?
There was a point where I didn't know, and then there was a point where I wanted to because everyone else was, but there was never a point I really deep down wanted to. Do you get me? So, like, every time I think about, you know, all these different... I'm not interested, bro. I just want that one woman, innit? Yeah. And right now, I would be so real. Women our age are just not ready for relationships, bro. As much as they want to lie to themselves, these girls are immature, bro. They still do that petty bullshit, and they still do that relationship goals bullshit, which, frankly, skip that, fam. I don't care for all of that. I just want to live a real, normal life, but... That's another topic for another day.
as it pertains to the Britney Renner thing. Yeah, man, it's a sad predicament, man. I wish, yeah, but like that's the conversations that we need to have about her. But like, you know what I mean. But you know, it is what it is, and you know, I just I don't know. I hope PJ Washington finds, you know, peace with all of it, to be honest.
Facts.
But yeah, man.
I don't want peace, I want war.
Mandem, I'm sure a couple of people who are listening to this have seen this video already, yeah? But long story short, there's a woman online and she's getting interviewed and they're like, yo, so how many times do you wash your hair? And she goes, well, I only shower once or twice a week and sometimes I get my hair wet when I do wash once or twice a week. And... obviously, for some people...
Once or twice a week?
A week, bro.
That's
a week. Oh, I'm not... I'm not saying there's a logical...
I can believe it, I don't care.
I'm not saying there's a logical conclusion.
If to the what shoe you, fits.
It's not logical, but the conclusion was correct. That's what I'm saying. But anyway, so yeah, obviously, a lot of people have been arguing for and against, and I wanted to know your man's opinions. Is it okay to shower once or twice a week? And a counter question is, do you have to shower every day?
Wait, sorry, before you jump in. So you said that some men were backing it?
Yeah.
Like the decision to shower once or twice a week, or did they say, oh, there's a reason, but there might be a reason behind it. Like, she might not be that active.
Yeah,
they want that pussy.
Especially Terry Crews, you know, Terry Crews has been getting corned online.
Oh, yeah, Terry backed it. I thought it was Mandem.
Mandem as well, but Terry also backed it.
Terry Crews.
Yeah. I was backing him for the longest, but he's ruined himself, man. I would have just kept quiet.
He says the stupid shit, bro.
But yeah, Mandem was saying basically you don't need to shower every day. There's scientific proof that you don't need to shower every day. That just sounds like you're uncultured and you ain't got beats. But
Let me play devil advocate quick here.
Go on.
All right, cool, right. Neanderthal times, and I know we've moved forward.
Yeah, go on.
And things have obviously developed and that, but they weren't showering that.
Yeah, right? And they also lived to about 40 or 50, bro.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. Obviously, there's been developments in science.
And they probably all stank like shit.
Okay, that's why I said there's probably been developments in time. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not backing it.
Okay, to answer the question,
what the fuck is that?
Showering once last week is not as an adult is incorrect.
Because people might not have showered back in the day.
He was just saying back in the day, but people never used to brush their teeth out.
Yeah, so, there you go. But like, actually, I did say
that's different because so it wasn't as much sugar, so people's teeth actually wasn't even that bad. Breath already kicking though. But anyways, showering once twice as a week as an adult is disgusting. That's number one. Like, you can't be doing that. That's disgusting. Like, but every day,
pussy problems.
You don't have to. You know, like I do personally, but if you showered 365 times out of 365, like, ain't gonna call you disgusting. That's not that deep.
4 times out of 365.
No, 364 out of, like, if you miss like a day or two a year or something.
Oh,
like,
oh, oh.
Like shit happens, isn't it? Like sometimes you just think we just don't shout. Like, that's not the end of the world. But I think it depends on how the reason behind it. Because some people don't shower. Some people probably shower every day because it's a habit and they want to stay like clean. And so if you miss it, if you're like that and you miss a day or you don't shower for, I don't know, maybe like a day or two, even 2 days, like that's different. But there are people out there who genuinely don't shower because they don't have that level of hygiene forever. Mm. Same problem with people who don't brush teeth every day or like twice a day or whatever. Like, so I think that's, nah, you gotta have some sort of hygiene. You gotta have hygiene levels, man. Like, you have to, that's just like self-respect basically for me anyway. That's the way I look at it.
Nah, people are disgusting, man.
Like, you don't respect
people. There's people disgusting, man.
I can't act.
Nasty.
I want to say
the nasty.
I want to say, bro, to be fair, yeah. Nah, but think about it, bro. Okay, bro. Imagine some people. Obviously, this. I'm not saying this isn't an excuse, but some people don't have the luxury of having hot water to the luxury we do.
I'll shower. Yeah, but
you don't even need.
I'll shower in the freezing cold.
What water?
I will shower in the
Like sometimes, bro, you can actually shower like, cold. I think showering cold's better,
bro,
as well.
I can't do cold showers. I tried to tap in, but.
It's good for you.
I can't. It's too cold. It's but anyways,
it cools the muscles down. Man,
I think the longest I could go without
it's
like
fitness,
like like me personally, the way I am, after like even like a day or something, like if I've not showered, I just feel, you just notice, like you just feel.
Yeah.
I feel grim. I mean, I don't know how people go in 3, 4, 5 days without showering.
It's like whatless human beings, bro.
And just if you're out on a, like if I'm out on about and I'm sweating, whatever happens, even if I'm showered in the morning, I'm going home and showering. Mm. Like, I remember yesterday I came back from work, sort of fucking sweating. I just topped in the shower quick time. Like, so I don't, so for people not to have that little voice in their head that says, yo, you're like, you're dirty or you're smelling, that's kind of insane to me. And does that come from how you were raised? Is that just how you are?
That's taught.
That's like, yeah,
because their forefathers, they ain't now wash, and their Mardukes ain't wash, and the pops now wash.
I mean, nah, I'm with Ed still on this one.
So wait, so is showering
and also that's still disgusting. Like if you go somewhere like a festival like that for 3, 4 days and not showering, but if you want to just go out there and say I ain't showering for these couple of days, I'm just gonna go do whatever. You're gonna be stinking, but I ain't gonna look at you like someone don't shower because I know when you're gonna go home, obviously you're gonna wash yourself and stuff. But me personally, I can't go, like I said, I can't go after. I feel like I've got like 50 kilograms of dirt on me, bro.
So say for instance, you're with a girl, yeah, and you've been with her. So obviously you don't know what your girl's habits are, so that. But sometimes you can cause talk get with. Like, the thing be a bit funky literally sometimes, and then she goes, "Oh, babe, no, like listen, like." I'm not gonna lie, like I shower like twice a day, like whenever I can.
Twice a day, that's calm.
No, I mean like twice a week. Like,
did you brush your teeth?
And stuff like that. Yeah, I still like brush my teeth and stuff like that. But like I just shower twice a day and whenever I can. What do you?
I'm gonna have to start incorporating shower sex, man. You gotta start showering, man.
You drop
shower
it.
Shower sex.
You gotta start showering.
You drop it to her just like that.
Yeah, you gotta start showering, man. Like it's not even that difficult.
But would
10
you
minutes,
would you
man.
Tell her?
Yes.
Or would you hint?
Well, obviously, I'm not going to be like, you stink. I'm just going to be like, why? I'm going to find out why. The reason behind why she doesn't shower so much. And if it's just something like, I don't believe I need to, or et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, you're lying. Like, you need to shower. Bro, there's no set time, but you should be aiming the shower every day, in my opinion. But like I said earlier, obviously, shit happens. Sometimes you just ain't got time to shower. Like, that's fine.
All right, so it's all right, hygiene, bro. Let's do a quick checklist then. So does everyone here shower every day?
Yeah.
Mad. Does everyone brush their teeth every day?
Of course. Shower, like, I mean, I'm not glad I've been days when I just don't
I'm not going to dignify. But this is common human essential.
Like,
why need to even...
I said the checklist, and one person didn't answer. I mean, all the question I'm answering, I'm saying because this is what I do, innit?
But it's just common human essentials. I think every human should have these sort of life lessons.
You still haven't said you do that.
Ah, cool. Yeah, I do. But I have to say that I do. Man,
even like washing the hair, because I know people, like Edwin said, I know people, they don't wash their hair like most every day or something.
So for do you man, actually, I put it this way, because obviously everyone will be
like, okay, they're going to come out light skin.
How many?
You fuck.
Oh, so doing?
Jesus Christ. You fuck great apes, bro.
I ain't never done that, but you fucked a great ape in my own house.
Yeah, Bumbaclaat.
Oh, we're doing this. So now the focus is taking another turn.
It's all getting edited out anyways. But anyways, I like the topic.
You chopped the girl that you how about that? For.
Oh, my.
See, look what you've done. Now the podcast's gone left.
I can think of three times when you would have tried to chop her.
Well, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Bumbaclaat.
I know. Let's go back to the topic. It's real.
Hey, that's mad.
You got a small dick.
Oh, my God.
That's scripture.
Mandem. How often do you wash your hair?
When I shower. When I shower. Every time.
Do you not condition your hair?
No.
How do you shower?
I don't understand how to do that, bro. I just shower.
I use, if the black mandem know, Blue Magic.
Yay! That's the gel, no?
Yay!
That's the gel, no?
Old school!
It's conditioner.
Yo!
That sounds
like that. That is old school. Only real ones will know about Blue Magic, bro. Yay!
That sounds like them. The things that came out when it went.
For the high top. Blood had it shining. What?
Shining.
Sounds like it was released back in the day when it was.
Blue magic.
That's right.
You can style your hair anywhere.
I don't think they make them no more, you know.
You have to go to the certain shops.
I
remember one time I had some deodorant that I just was banging, and one time it just cut, and I had to go to like one shop in like southwest somewhere. I couldn't find it nowhere else.
I gotta go north to get mine from. There's no packs in southwest, bro. There's no packs in southwest. But yeah, man. So, as for the hair washing thing, this is actually scientifically proven as well, which I don't back because it's a bit weird, but it's true. After a certain amount of time of your hair being extremely dirty, it learns to self-wash itself.
It creates grease.
Yeah, and those oils actually clean the hair itself.
But then that's how that man gets scales in
the
hair.
Yeah, but how long are we talking? Are we talking days, weeks,
while you,
months?
A while.
I can't go that far.
You have dreadlocks by the time you start doing that.
Flakes.
Yeah, you're gonna have little eggs in it, bro. Fucking
flakes. And I ain't talking coke.
Niggas gonna be stinking, bro.
So are you saying you don't back that for someone who's never going to cut their hair again, be like the rosters and all of that? Someone may not
but
wash their hair.
But them man clean their hair.
Them man, the roster man.
Your hair's going to stink, man.
Some don't wash their hair and let itself clean itself.
But your hair's going to stink.
Yeah, but it self cleans.
But
Haki,
they understand something. I don't know. Like, they clean, though.
They live that truth.
I know, but the roster man, when they back off the thing, there's no flakes. I've never seen flakes.
There's probably dandruff.
I ain't seen that, fam.
My man from barbershop, if he backs it off,
he washes his hair though. He must wash his hair.
That's what I'm saying. He
clean never know, fam.
Big up Kenny, fam.
Man like Kenny, you know.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a couple hours, but my guy though.
when I had plaits and that, I used to wash
really
my hair.
Do it like that. You really gotta do it like that.
But yeah, no.
You just did the barber like that. You just called him up.
Bro, I'm not speaking.
Nah, yeah, say he's my guy. Oh, he de-patterned me.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I had plaits and that, I used to wash my hair every 3 days, maybe 4, if depending on the gel and the shower thing that I'm using.
Did you take it out and then wash it?
Would you shower without washing your hair then?
Yeah, I had
a shower cap.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because obviously you can't wash plaits.
I see. I've always had short hair, so I've always washed my hair every time.
Have you tried? Like, do you know what happens? I've never had.
If you wash plaits, will come up.
Okay.
So, bro, why do you think people hate it when the rain is on the hair and that? It will make your hair all itchy and that your hair will come out. So
bear this.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, hella pat. So yeah, I used to wash my hair every 3-4 days.
But that's fair enough, though. And also, like, if it's a thing where you're showering every day and it's like you might not wash your hair, because I know some girls don't wash their hair every day, like maybe every 2-3 days. Apparently it's bad to wash your hair every day. That's fair enough. If you're showering, I ain't gonna look at you differently. But if you ain't showering and you're not washing your hair because it's a hygiene thing and your hair's just stinking, that's disgusting, man. But let us know, by the way, if you guys, your opinions, if you guys shower, hopefully you guys shower every day, or at least most days. you wash your hair, etc., etc., let us know.
With the showering and brushing your teeth, Ed. I'm going to be so real. I think it's crucial to at least rinse every day. Now, obviously, if you've got your politics on...
What the fuck is whatever? Why should they DM me? Why can't they DM me?
It's fitness, isn't it?
No, yeah, you'll move a wild with that. We're going to put it down pause. We'll put that on pause. But,
so I'm trying to plug it, my...
No, you're not, because why am I not going to talk to Ed about showering on Ed's fitness?
PT, innit?
We're going to put that on pause, bro. But, no.
You don't understand the psychology, bro.
This guy, bro. This
Oh, yeah, man. That's episode 9, man. As always, we're still trying to do our thing. We're still trying to do, I think, episode. We're soon going to come through. Soon we're going to get visuals out. But soon. The next couple, we're gonna soon do it, because it's about time. We've done a couple now. Got our feet wet.
You can finally see what actually happened.
Yeah, you can finally get to see. You miss a lot of fuckery that goes on in the studio. So
niggas just start behaving.
Yeah. So,
I'm looking at certain people right now.
Yeah, so my dick, bro. And then, So, yeah, man. Obviously... My name is EDSS, and we are... Oh, shit! Before I go, before I leave you guys, obviously...
congratulations, Eds, for your son. Pregnant and congrats, bro.
Oh, we're saying it already? Oh, I might as well say my congrats to you.
Yeah, congrats. I was really...
Congratulations, bro.
I'd really plug business, man. Plug business.
Big up Ed's on his kid.
Big up, man.
You're a bastard. Anyway. So as you guys know, I'm an aspiring PT. So obviously, I've just partnered up with Power Fitness. And with my code EDSFITNESS10, EDZFIT10, you can get 10% off your next Power Fitness clothing. Yes, that is EDZFIT10. Use that code and you'll get 10% off on your Power Fitness clothing, tracksuits, leggings, and so on and so forth. And that is me.
Obviously, it's been your boy. Like I said earlier, I'm not AH, but I'm a dollar, whatever, man. But yeah, love.
You already know what is episode 9. It's been a special episode. Well, it's going to be a special episode next week. Don't worry about that, but... Spin your boy MJCC in the house, signing out.
And it's been your boy Wolves Rest, the engineer, the father of the fathers, the greatest of all time. You already know what it is. Episode 9, and we're out. Oh, you got cheeks? What cheeks? Is it?
I also, Ed's big up Ed's this son and obviously pops.
What's wrong with this pussy? What the fuck, bro?
BD baby shot in a couple weeks.